Hi, everybody. This is Jerry from Meditate With Me, and this is our podcast, Seeking the Light, where we believe asking questions is the answer, and the journey is more important than the destination. We're so glad you stopped in today to spend a little time with us. Hey, everybody. This is Jerry. This is Meditate With Me. I'm so glad you're here today. We're here because us at this podcast, well, us is me, but that's beside the point. We here at Meditate With Me think asking questions is the answer, and the journey's more important than the destination. And I think one of the reasons that we're on this earth is to find our path. I don't think we're here to suffer. I think we're here to have a happy, productive, wonderful life. And to find that life, we need to ask questions of ourselves. We have to look in at ourselves. But that's hard to do with all the distractions we have today. And one of the things that can really affect our ability to see things as they are our emotions. Emotions can affect everything in our life, from the mundane to the important. They affect our relationships with our loved ones. They affect our relationships at work. They affect how well we do our job, run our businesses. They affect how much progress we're making on our goals and dreams. And very importantly, they affect our physical health. They can affect every aspect of our life. And it's not so much that we have emotions. We can't stop having them. That's part of who we are. But what we can do is learn to recognize them. And when they begin to arise, we can control how we react to them. It can be done. It takes a little bit of attention. It might even take some work. But it can be accomplished. But first, we do have to understand that emotions are impermanent and are constantly changing, much like the clouds we observe in the sky. And some of you may know how much I like talking about the clouds in the sky. But also like the clouds, negative emotions can bring rain and storms, which are by nature impermanent. And it's important that we understand that the rain and the storms that nature brings are impermanent, and that part's easy. And it's also important to understand that our emotions and feelings are impermanent and fleeting, just like the clouds in the sky. So here's a couple of exercises I use, and they work for me. I don't know where I got them. I don't think I found them on the internet. I think I took and threw a bunch of ingredients in a dish and stirred them up, and these came out of the oven. I hope you'll find them useful. They're affirmations that I tailor to the situation I'm in on any given day when I feel the need. You can also tailor these to your situation if you choose to try this out. And I treat these affirmations like I treat a meditation. Even if I'm sitting and writing instead of just verbalizing them. And by the way, it's very effective to sit and write these affirmations and then repeat them to yourself out loud. So if you'd like to, let's get started. Let's begin like we would any meditation. So if you're in a car or at work or someplace where you can be interrupted, or if you're doing something dangerous or anything that takes your attention, I probably encourage you to put this on pause and pick it up later. So let's begin to still our mind and still our body and relax. Find a place to sit on a cushion, on a chair, at a table if you're going to write, and begin to breathe and become aware of your breath. Place your feet flat on the floor if you're sitting, and begin to feel grounded with the earth. Let the gravity begin to take hold feel the firmness of the connection between you and the earth, and become more and more aware of your breath. Begin to say to yourself, as I breathe in, I'm aware of my breath, and as I breathe out, I'm aware of my breath. As I breathe in, I'm aware of my breath, and as I breathe out, I'm aware of my breath. Let's take three more breaths like this, speaking silently to yourself, and begin to allow your breathing to fall into its natural rhythm. Here's the first of the affirmations I use. I really like using a bell personally. It tells my mind to pay attention now. You don't need to use a bell. It's not necessary in any way. It's just a signal that I like because it tells my mind, hey, listen up. So I'm going to recite this affirmation as I would use it. I admit I sometimes feel stressed, but not in this moment. My moments of calm grow longer and stronger every day. The key for me in this brief exercise is, number one, I admit to myself the emotion or feeling that's causing me suffering. The second point is, I find the possibility that there's a space in my mind or thoughts that is free of that emotion right now. It's like a slight break in the clouds that lets a ray of sun shine through on a rainy day, bringing a hope for a brighter day today, a brighter day tomorrow, and a brighter future. And the third point of this is I affirm to myself that I can become more and more clear with this emotion. That is by finding a larger and larger opening in the clouds. I would repeat this several times with a few moments of stillness in between. And when thoughts of those emotions drift back into my awareness, which they always do, I just bring my attention back to my breath. So let's try it one more time. I admit I sometimes feel stress, but not in this moment. My moments of calm grow longer and stronger every day. I admit I sometimes feel anxiety, but not in this moment. My moments of contentment grow longer and stronger every day. I admit I sometimes feel angry, but not in this moment. My moments of forgiveness grow longer and stronger every day. I admit, I sometimes feel fear, but not in this moment. My moments of courage grow stronger and longer every day. I admit, I sometimes feel stuck in the past, but not in this moment. My moments of letting go grow longer and stronger every day. After your exercise, begin to feel your breath again. Become aware of your breath again. And think, as I breathe in, I'm aware of my breath. As I breathe out, I'm aware of my breath. And take a few moments now just to think about how your moments without your strong emotions are growing longer and stronger every day. Let's close now with these few words. With each breath we take, let us strengthen our awareness of our emotions, allowing ourselves to observe them without judgment and respond to them with wisdom. If any of you might be having serious issues with your emotions or any other negative feelings, please, please seek professional help. These meditations, affirmations, and exercises here are my opinions, and they've helped me lead a calmer and more centered life. But do not hesitate to seek professional help. You will be better for it. You can look in the show notes if you want a copy of the affirmations. Use them, edit them, make them fit your needs. And if you'd like to ask questions, leave them in the comments below or contact me through my website. The link is also in the show notes. If you like this video, I'd appreciate it if you would click the button below saying so. And if you'd like to subscribe, I'd appreciate that also so you don't miss future episodes. So until we meet again, I'd like to wish you peace and tranquility.